Welcome to the world famous Pop Theology Ology Podcast.
Oh! Are we on the air?
No.
Okay.
Pop Theology Podcast brought to you by the good folks at Distinctive Diamonds. The show you're listening to is rated R for religion.
No cuss words on this program.
All right, whatever.
I'm a purist.
Flip us on.
I like pig's feet.
Flip them off.
Eat them. Because you guys are going to know the boss, Jesus, coming back plenty soon.
Hashtag get weird.
I'm sorry. Thanks for hitting that out. I'm embarrassed.
It's not going to be your average Bob and Tom today, it's boys.
All right, everybody. The show is on the air.
So good to be back. Here we are.
Oh, man, it's so good to be back. And you know what? Here's what's going on, Smiley, is not only does the listening audience keep expanding, but so does the studio audience.
Oh, my gosh. We've got a studio audience. Make some noise, woo! Studio audience. That is, who is here? I don't know.
Who is here?
Actually, I literally don't know who is here.
He forgets my name every 5 minutes.
It's fine. He didn't know my wife's some name for a good year and a half.
I know Aaron Pelsu.
Aaron Pelsu is here. My wife was Jennifer Earlywine for a good year.
That'll work.
Yeah, now she's
I actually tagged her as Jennifer Earlywine.
She did.
Because there was somebody, a listener that was named that, and I just tagged her all the time. Yeah.
So we got Aaron Pelsu here, and we have the one, the only, the world famous Eric Maitland from My Yellow Rickshaw.
Shortest member of the band, shortest man at the table.
It's fine,
man.
Am
I up there? Do I have big enough waves?
You're good.
Waves are as big as Darren's are.
Not bad waves.
I do waves.
So the Aaron Pelsu guy is a guy from East 91st Street Church. He used to be there, and then he got fired like you did, Darren.
Being too controversial.
And then he wore a fancy belt. Well, you wore the white belt.
I wore the belt,
and he
yeah.
had too much
soon.
Of a beard.
Too
much of a beard.
Too soon.
He had tattoos and gauges that was not allowed there. I don't know. I make this up just to cause problems. And then the guy, Yellow Rickshaw, is a band that does a lot of shows around town.
We're like
here.
A folk boy band.
Yeah. So you do like popular songs, but do it fun and hillbilly.
It's kind of like, to be as masculine as I can, if the Backstreet Boys were to play violins, mandolins, and acoustic guitars.
Yeah.
We would be them.
What's the tagline? I love your guys' tagline. My Yellow Rickshaw, Indie's best.
Indie's self-proclaimed number one. Pop, rock, bluegrass, and R&B cover band.
Yes. That is a mouthful, and it couldn't be more true.
Mm-hmm.
And so what podcast is this today? Do you have any idea?
I do have an idea. Depending on how Joey V, our producer extraordinaire.
Yeah, right.
Were to edit this, I believe this is episode 24.
24.
It's a beautiful thing. We want to thank our another guest. She's not on on mic today, but we want to thank Mindy Pollard for being here today.
Woo! Mindy Pollard, who's a friend of the show.
Yes, Mindy
Big
Pollard.
Fan of the show as
big
well.
Big fan.
Loves Pub Theology as well.
She really... The part I thought was great was when Mindy went ahead and got the Pub Theology tattoo.
Hmm.
Which I couldn't. I didn't know that you did that, but now you have people on hand at the Pub Theology that are ready to do tattoos.
Oh, I've already
right
got the.
There.
I had the tramp stamp like 2 months ago.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
so
it's
I don't know.
Really nice, Eric.
Are you guys planning on doing any big fireworks on the 4th of July?
I would like to. That'd be pretty cool, but depending on when this
being
broadcast.
On a race car is kind of cool, but
yeah.
Hey, let's
Eric Maitland's lower back. I mean, come on.
You know what's interesting about you, Smiley, is you went to as much church or more than I did because my family didn't have a traveling singing ministry that I ran sound for, but you did.
What?
Yes. But it seems like every time we have a conversation about anything that wasn't sung, you kind of draw a blank. Not sure about those. But if it comes to a song that
He's
was sung in a church setting, you have it locked down with every word, melody, and rhythm.
Old Rugged
is.
Cross, go.
At the old rugged cross.
He's a bass.
Da, 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 da,
and I was the embling of... Isn't it?
Embling's not a word.
Emblem
of suffering and shame.
I don't do well with English.
You know what you got to do? The guy from Yellow Rickshaw that's sitting in here,
Eric,
showed me his Bible app on his phone, and he showed me that if you take the translation of the Bible, and it's the verse that everybody knows, 3:16.
John 3:16, yeah.
Right.
Hawaiian pigeon, though, is the key.
And translate it to it's Hawaiian pigeon
Hawaiian
is the,
pigeon.
The language.
Would you read it for us, Eric?
If you guys would really like to hear it. I'd rather hear Smiley read it. He's a professional.
No, it was pretty funny.
Oh, my God. Like Darren, I'll let you read it.
I'll do it.
You've got the radio voice.
So John 3:16. Here we go.
Yeah, it's queued up and ready.
16. Oh, right. Thank you. That's right. God, when get so plenty love and aloha for that people in the world that he, when he send me, he want an only boy so that everybody that trust me get cut off from God, but get the real knife. Or get the real nine life that stay to the max forever.
Let's pray.
Right?
They is that it, for real?
No kidding.
I want to see like, this.
So
this?
They write it phonetically.
Eric, what is this?
It's Hawaiian this is the real deal. It's on the YouVersion. It's one of the languages available to you who have an iPhone and a YouVersion Bible app.
And so you can connect a little bit better. So yeah. If you live...
Is this for real?
It's for real, dude. That is... Some Bible translator had to knock that out. Holy
God
Testament.
God went get so plenty love on aloha for the people inside the world. That, oh my gosh. That when he send me, his one only boy. Why do I have to sing? Why can't I just?
You
I,
sound like Buckwheat from
yeah,
the
I
SNL
know. Why
skit.
Can't I just
it's
read
like
it?
You're putting on an extra accent that doesn't
okay,
need to be there.
I'm going
to
go back and read it.
Read
just,
it.
Right. Okay, as
it,
I would read it.
Read it like you would
read it.
It
just right. Like you would read it if you were Samuel L. Jackson.
No, read it well, like you are.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Like right, you are you.
So, hey guys, let's read John 3:16.
Okay, go
from
ahead.
From the Hawaiian
pigeon.
Pigeon.
I don't know. Why is it Hawaiian pigeon? Why is there a pigeon involved?
Why are pigeons?
Oh, slang. Okay.
I was going to ask why are pigeons involved.
No, I don't know.
All right. God, when get. So plenty love and aloha for the people.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Preach it.
Inside the world that he wins, send me his one and only boy so that everybody.
That's good.
Sorry.
Hawaiian people
so
would appreciate this.
They would. So that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For our Hawaiian audience. So
yeah,
that
right.
Everyone that does that. That does trust me, no get cut off from God, but get the real kind life that stay to the max forever.
Amen.
Let's pray.
That is awesome. I mean,
that is
I mean, I
shocking.
Could read. That's the kind of Bible I would like to read. I have a problem reading the Bible, but this is something I could really get into for real.
For real, though.
So to people, nine.
I mean, do you realize how smart that guy was that was translating that
to make that
from
happen?
English to that, he had to live amongst them for a long time.
Yeah, but that was really beautiful.
But you can imagine reading that, and it's like that seems normal to me, right? I mean, that's.
It is an interesting conversation. I've talked to multiple people about the fear of death. And it is an interesting thing that we try to, well, we don't necessarily try to address the fear of death right on, mm-hmm. but in pup theology, bringing faith, hope, and love yeah. together, we do try to address the issue of there's really no fear. Well, there's an option to not have a great fear of the afterlife, which I think that's something you guys are working at, working with and working towards over at Mercy Road Church. Right, Eric?
Yeah, that's true. I've heard some ministries go so far as to use, hey, Jesus was a zombie, you know, to reach out to youth. I mean, it's a shock
really?
Word. Yeah, I have. You know, he came back from the dead, this idea, and it was just really to get their attention.
Right.
But the idea that Jesus beat death, the idea that a Christian can't die is something we don't talk about very much because it just sounds so, you know, counterintelligent. We just don't even go there.
Yeah, we had the event down there at Broad Ripple Tavern with T-shirts for Troops, and one thing that was cool at the follow-up event we had to that, Eric, your wife actually came and shared a little bit of her personal testimony to it, and one of the themes we had was around this idea of resilience, and I don't know if you know this for us, for the Pub Theology podcast listeners, but one of the things that our government's really working on is this idea of resiliency for our troops, and one of the sad realities is these guys are to come back from whether it be active duty service in Iraq or in Afghanistan, this reality that an increasing majority, or not, I guess not majority, but increasing percentage of them are taking their own lives, which is tragic to think about these guys going overseas, risking their lives, protecting the lives of so many American citizens in the concept and the reality of freedom, liberty, I mean, all these different things, and then coming back and getting to a place emotionally or mentally, spiritually, where they feel like the best option for them is to take their own life. And so doing what we can through causes like T-shirts for Troops and lots of other ministries and causes around the country to up this level of resiliency. And what we talked about in the past month here at Pub Theology is that The idea of the definition of that word resiliency is the ability to actually kind of bounce back or come back from some sort of difficulty or struggle. The actual kind of idea is the properties of something to come back from a state of deformity, actually. Mm-hmm. And what we talked about this past month was the idea that when we find a relationship with Jesus, it actually gives us the ability to not just return back to our original shape after maybe something in life that presses or pulls or deforms us, whether it be a loss of a family member, a loss of a job, loss of a marriage, loss of hope, and whatever it may be that brings a sense of that really pulls us down, that strains us, is the ability that something in life that could give us an ability of our soul not just to bounce back to our original shape. But we shared that this month that the reality about a relationship with Jesus, it gives us not the opportunity just to come back to our original shape, but actually be transformed to be better than we once were. And it was awesome to have your wife talk about some of the drug addiction stuff she dealt with in her teen years, and to see, you know, what a relationship with Jesus has brought her life after the fact, and even beyond and above and beyond that reality.
Yeah,
that was his wife.
That was Eric's wife, absolutely. Yeah,
no I'm married way. Up, Smiley, I'm married up.
She's pretty hot.
She is pretty hot.
She knows she is, though.
Yeah.
It seemed like she was like, listen, I'm hot.
Well, strutting a little bit.
What I appreciate about Jillian's story, she'll tell you how she thought she had it all figured out. And
I didn't know that was your wife. I was at Pub Theology that night. I texted Darren. I was like, that was pretty good. Yeah. Speech or whatever it is, a testimony. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I like that idea of becoming something even stronger than it was before, because Jillian would be an example of somebody who was scrappy, somebody who was prideful. You know, she thought she was all that. But when it was actually when 9/11 happened is when Jillian realized, you know what? We don't realize how fragile life is.
Hmm.
And she realized she needed something bigger than herself. And so she started calling up these drug dealers after she got clean. It was really funny. She's told me this story a bunch of times. And if you're an addict out there listening to this podcast, the first thing you got to do to get off of a substance abuse is you have to get away from that old family.
Yeah.
You got to move into a new family. And that's what she did. And so she had to call up all these old dealers, and they would be contacting her saying, hey, you want to get high? And she'd say, I can't. I've given my life to Jesus. And one of them was like, you gave your life to who? But it was hard. She made a lot of phone calls like that.
Like,
it's a Mexican guy. He works at and so it was a hard season for her, but she did. She made the transition. And
she mentioned a church that she was at. Was that the Broad Ripple church there, bigger church there by the canal?
Common Ground.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yep. And they talked about her being on the fence, and you know, that's something that, you know, if you grew up in a Christian family, you probably heard that before, and she never heard it, and she was really right there. She was trying to live two lives. She was still using, and she was trying to walk into the kingdom of God, and that really hit home to her, and she made that commitment.
But she grew up in a Christian home too, right? Did she or no?
Yeah, she was raised Methodist, but it wasn't something that, you know, I would say, I hate to say it, but a lot of our older denominations, they don't have a great program for discipleship or apprenticeship, as Darren likes to talk about.
What is it called? What did he say?
Apprenticeship.
Yeah, the idea of what does it look like to become a follower of Jesus? Well, the best way to find out is to apprentice another one.
Yeah.
I think that at the end of the day, people with resilience are people who had their heads lifted high, and they saw what was coming. It was bigger than the circumstances that surrounded them. Travis Mills, again, is one of the, one of four surviving quad amputees.
Yeah.
And you can't take the hero out of that guy.
Yeah.
He is so resilient. He's helping other men walk into their healing process and get used to prosthetics and realize, you know what, your life might look different, but there's a whole new life that you can walk into with a different purpose. And he's really found his. And he's a true hero of mine, Darren. I'm sure you've met Travis too.
Yeah, I have.
But what a guy. And resilience, I'll tell you what, man. You can't take that out of somebody when they really get a hold of it. It doesn't matter what you're living through, you can still have that in your life.
Well, I think it's almost another definition for faith. You know what I mean? Like you're talking about there in Hebrews. I mean, Hebrews 11 goes through, it's kind of like the whole faith, you know, great examples of faith is what it is, kind of the heading for it. You know what I mean? And it goes through, whether it be, you know, Noah or Abraham or, as I'm flipping through here, I mean, so many, I mean, David, you've got Gideon, you've got so many different people who, you know, Jacob, I mean, all the way through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, I mean, whoever it is in the Old Testament, we have these amazing stories of hundreds and like thousands of years of people who lived by faith. They didn't necessarily see all the promises that God gave them fulfilled, but they had this faith, this resiliency to bounce back after things didn't make sense. And I think one of the tough things for us a lot of times in our kind of microwave instant gratification type society that we live in now. Like, I want this, so I get it right now. If I can't afford it, I charge it. If I don't want to wait on it, I microwave it. It's like we're looking for things that happen immediately. Is the idea that I could go through something that would damage me, that would hurt me, that would be a struggle for me, but that I could actually, over a period of time, even if I didn't see the results immediately, that by faith in this relationship with Jesus, I could actually come through this better than I was when it first started. It's something. I mean, it's something that it's not, you know, it's not on the front page of every paper. That should be what happens. But we see it in guys' in lives like Travis or other soldiers. We see it in lives like your wives. You know what I mean?
That well, one of my favorite lines from Hebrews is they were waiting for a lasting, a better and a lasting country. And, you know, as we move towards Independence Day here in America, and you think about these guys, the sacrifice they made, that's so true. They were waiting and looking towards a better and lasting country.
Yeah.
And we in the faith, I mean, what better promise do you have than that? An eternal kingdom that's waiting for you. And I love America. Absolutely love it. And I know it's got better days ahead of it. But I can't thank these guys enough for the sacrifices they've made for a better and lasting country. But you who are Christians, it's the ultimate promise.
Yeah. And maybe if you're listening to the podcast today and maybe you're at a place, I don't know if you're, maybe you're struggling with drug addiction. Maybe you're just struggling with a tough relationship or a loss of a family member, maybe a loss of a marriage or a dream of some sort. And you're at a place right now where you're listening to this and maybe you've come to an event, you've enjoyed the party we put on for you, maybe you've come back to an invitation event and you're intrigued by, is there actually the opportunity to live something more than I'm currently living today? You know, I can tell you that, you know, Aaron could share his story. Eric should hear, could share his story. My story, the story of, you know, Eric's wife, Jillian, shared her story at the last event we had, is that there's a community of people here in Indianapolis that are part of this this pub theology movement, and we're here to put on a great time or to put on a great events around the city. But the bigger thing for us is to let you know that whether it be through this podcast or an event that we put on, that if you're at a place right now in your life where you think, you know what, I don't know that I can bounce back from this. I don't know that I can come back from the place that I'm at. You know, one of the things we talked about this month at our events is that every great comeback, every great story of resiliency has a turning point. And there's a point where things were going one direction and they decided, you know what, I'm going to turn around and come back from this. And, you know, Jillian's story, you know, she has a great comeback story. And the greatest comeback story the world has ever seen is the story of Jesus, which is truly amazing. The fact that he was actually, you know, beaten, betrayed, Jesus literally dead for 3 days, comes back to life. And the reality of his, not only just his death, but his resurrection means that if you're listening to the podcast right now and you're at a place where, whether it's, like I said before, whether it's a drug addiction, maybe it's just a loss of a job, loss of a family member, maybe a marriage. You're in a place where you think, you know what, whatever I'm going through right now, I don't know that I have the strength or I have the resiliency to come back from this. You don't have to be a U.S. soldier. You don't have to be strong physically. The reality is this, is that the life that Jesus Christ can bring to your life when you come to a place of in faith, believing and accepting his death, burial and resurrection, the forgiveness that he brings for your sins, he can bring you to a place where you begin to live with a resiliency, where his actual life and his spirit bring you to life in a way where there's nothing literally that can separate you from his love and the life that he brings. And you know, we've all gone through different things. Everybody's story is a little different, but what we try to do through this podcast and through the events that we do with Pub Theology is give you an opportunity to investigate and possibly even accept the reality that Jesus died and came back from the dead to live today, to allow you to have the life that he designed you for, the life he created for you, a life that is eternal. And whether we read it in the crazy Hawaiian pigeon version or we read it in just a straightforward English version, his reality is this, that God so loved the world and God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, his only born son, his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. And God didn't come to condemn this world. He came to save it. And he came to bring the opportunity for you to live an amazingly resilient life, that no matter what you're going through today, God could bring you a strength of a spirit and a strength of soul, heart, soul, mind, and strength, that could allow you to not only come back from whatever you're going through right now, but to actually rise above it and become better than the time you were before this storm hit. And that's what we hope for you. That's what we pray for you. And that's the message of episode 24 here on the Pope Theology Podcast.
Come together
right now.
Over me.
So, seriously, this is not appropriate for a Godcast, okay?
Keep it clean here.
Okay? We don't fart. That's immature.
It was great to have Mindy here, too.
Mindy Pollard, who was married to Scott Pollard, a basketball player here in town.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a fan of Pub Theology, and she was our waitress there for a little bit. She was bringing out waters and Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid! Uh-oh, don't say it. The Kool-Aid man will bust through the wall.
Kool-Aid?
Hey, I'm Kool-Aid Man. No, what does he say? No, that was Bill Cosby.
What does the Kool-Aid Man say?
How is it? No.
He just busts through the wall and it says, Kool-Aid.
Does he really?
Hey, does anybody have allergies? I hate allergies.
I don't have them.
I do, but I take a pill every night.
Well, come on and close the mic and join the conversation. What do you take?
He told me I was distorting. So
well, you were when you scream on the microphone, then you definitely will. I also want to thank Joey V for doing all the production value. Woo! And yes, all the stuff, the sound effects. And watch this. Bang! And watch this. Boom! And watch this sound. Take a load of this sound. And how about this one? And how about this weird music? Jesus say, hey, listen, I'm coming back real soon. And I'm going to be witness some stuff. Give you back every day for everything when we do. The first one from before and the last. The start and the end. And the Z. Everybody that washed your clothes clean, they can stay good inside. Because they're going to get a right for eat and a treat that make people feel for real kind. And they can go inside God's big town through the gate. Outside the town, get the people that they like dogs, the people that make kahuna, the people that fool around, the people that like kill others, the people that go down and pray to the idol, kind gods, and everybody that loved the Bula. Verse 16. Me, I, Jesus, I want to send my angel, messenger, God, to find your guys inside the churches and stuff. I came from David's Ohio. How'd you like the plant that come up from the root? How'd you like the bright morning star? 17. Bump by the people that stay betcho for God going come get it with me. How'd you like when one wahine marry one guy? So God's special spirit and God's people, they tell, try come. Everybody that hear that, say tracum, too.
Tracum. Somebody in Honolulu just got saved.
Done.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, if you haven't checked out the pubtheologyindy.com website, you need to go jump on that. It's got past episodes of the podcast you don't want to miss. Episodes 1 through 24 are on there, and you don't want to miss those. As well as some videos, some updates of what's going on news-wise, and all the events coming your way for pubtheologyindy.com.
As we roll into July, is there anything coming up?
It is. July 3rd, we're going to be out at Wolfie's Waterfront Grill. It's going to be a beautiful night. I'm just going to...
July 3rd?
July 3rd. It's a Thursday night.
Perfect day.
You don't have anything better to do the Thursday night.
Friday, you got to work, but so what?
Who cares?
It's the best day of the year.
I agree. Right?
It's like
it's America's birthday.
Independence Day Eve.
Yeah.
That Smiley's birthday.
Yeah, thanks for remembering.
Yeah.
It is my birthday.
That's the deal. You need to celebrate Smiley getting older. You need to celebrate the eve of blowing stuff up, eating too many brats and hamburgers.
That's right. And because and Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Meeting where, Jesus for, yes, for cupcakes that's in, what the, our, in the kitchen. Yeah, that's what, coming
our,
down the chimney.
That's what our forefathers would have wanted.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, George Washington.
Let's edit that, Joey.
Wow. No way. Nothing gets edited on the show. By the way, everything that you said that thought got edited did not. So this is a real show. You can't just edit everything, okay? Rickshaw man.
We still rolling?
Of course we are. So I just want to pray a little bit. So I see everybody's actually texting right now. So I'll go ahead and take over this show. Dear Lord, we'd like to pray for the Pelsu man. They maybe get a gig. And I know he's struggling for money. He has no more chlorine in his pool. His kids are probably going to die because there's fungus and algae.
Verticulitis.
I pray for Darren Earlywine that. You know, that a church would ever hire him back because he's wearing those very contemporary white belts, and no one wanted that. And the yellow rickshaw man, hopefully they'll get into the 2000s someday and actually play instruments that are contemporary, right? Amen. Thank you. And that's it. For me, just better ratings. Actually, just ratings. That'd be good. And now back to
healthy
you.
Healthy babies.
Thank you very much. Tune into the podcast every single time it comes up. Go to iTunes, right? It's
we are on iTunes.
It's funny that the Smiley Morning Show doesn't have an iTunes.
What are you doing?
We have nothing going on.
What are you trying to do?
There,
are you trying to get worldwide or not?
I know. I'm not doing anything. So.
Staying in this market of Indianapolis? You're so much bigger than this.
I know. I should
Your
be
voice
better.
Is so huge. It should be all around the globe.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Everybody, you're listening to Pub Theology, brought to you by
Distinctive Diamonds. If you're looking to get a ring, a necklace, a bracelet, whatever you need, there's no other place to go than the one, the only, the Distinctive Diamonds.
Yeah.
He loved me enough just to set this sinner free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Joey, I'm going to send you $1,000. Okay, how about 40?
Just 960 less.
Can you just come visit us, and then I'll just give it
yes,
to you?
Yes, please, come visit us.